Greetings, friends and neighbors. It's your middle Sabbath. It's Wednesday, March 22nd, and it's your 25th Lenten Daily Devotion from John Pavlovitz. And today's devotion is called Sacred Intersections. We have them every day, all around us. The scripture for today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 44 through 45. So you should know, whenever you hear Matthew 25, that's a very common name for, you know, community groups or foundations, the Matthew 25 Foundation. It's because of that scripture where Jesus talks about the sheep and the goats, and the sheep that would do whatever they did for the least of these, they did it for Christ, and the goats would not do anything for the least of these, and therefore didn't do it for Christ. It just shows you the way to live, two different alternative ways to live, a spiritual way or a selfish way, selfish as in self-centered. So here's an excerpt from Matthew 25, that end of the 25th chapter. Just two verses, verses 44 and 45. This is from the goats to Jesus. They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." May God have blessings on the reading and hearing of the Word. Sacred Intersections by John Pavlovitz. One summer afternoon, nearly two decades ago, I was walking down a crowded Philadelphia street and just about to enter the crosswalk when the sky quickly turned black and the clouds opened up, sending a sudden downpour on everything. Like everyone around me, I started sprinting for the cover of the closest storefront awning. But out of the corner of my eye, I noticed a man in an electric wheelchair on the sidewalk, being pelted with rain and struggling to get a poncho over his head. I instinctively ran to him and helped him get the blue plastic over his shoulder, gently nudged his head through the hole, and placed the hood on his head. He looked up and gave me a wide smile, and I smiled back and continued on. All these years later, I still remember that moment. Not because it made me feel superior or righteous, but because it made me feel useful. And that usefulness is one of the greatest gifts we get here. That day, I hadn't done anything extraordinary in any quantifiable measure. I simply encountered someone who was getting rained on, and I was able to help him stay dry. That was it. The moment reinforced for me that the spiritual journey isn't about ability, but availability. It's about being attentive, present, and willing. And knowing that we are always equipped to be a help. Jesus fed people, not because it boosted his ego, but because they were hungry. And he knew what that felt like. He didn't heal people to show how kind he was, but because his body was no stranger to pain, and he wanted to spare others that same injury. When he instructs us to love the least and promises that he inhabits their bodies, he gives us a twofold blessing. We encounter him in the human being we care for, and we incarnate him in our actions. We encounter him in the human being we care for, and we incarnate him in our actions. Their humanity presses up against our own, and whatever God is shows up in that intersection. Countless times in this day, you will have the opportunity to do something deeply spiritual. In some small, seemingly ordinary way, you can help keep the rain off someone and come face to face with the best of yourself. Stay available today.